Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey everyone! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I do appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both linked in the description below. In this one, I wanted to speak to you guys about a quote that I read recently by an ENFP. And on Instagram. And so I kind of browse through Instagram sometimes to get ideas for videos that I want to do, especially when I'm not feeling motivated by any of the ideas I have. And so while I was browsing, I saw this thing that said, and he's an ENFP, the guy who's posting it, and he said something like, 70% of people who get a particular type on an MBTI test is not accurate. So 70% of people are walking around thinking that they're a certain MBTI type, but they're not. I thought that was a very high number. I don't know if it's as high as 70%. Of course, I don't know the stats or anything like that. So if he says it's 70%, perhaps it is. But I can definitely kind of relate to the idea that many people are walking around thinking that they're a certain MBTI type and they're not. Especially because just doing the test itself requires a lot of self-awareness and a lot of knowledge, self-knowledge. You have to know yourself deeply at a level where most people have not done that kind of self-analysis yet. They might be in the process of doing it, and that's why they started doing the MBTI test, or that's why they started researching all of this stuff. A lot of people start researching their type and personalities and all that stuff once they get into the process of self-analysis. So they're probably kind of getting into it, and they're probably understanding themselves more and more as time goes on. But as of this moment, a lot of people who are doing the test have no idea who they really are. And especially if you have a tendency to kind of follow the herd or follow the crowd or do what other people are doing around you because you want to fit in, then a lot of times you're going to answer the questions depending on what you think other people want to hear, what the test person wants to hear, right? And that's one of the reasons why I always had a little bit of a hard time with personality type tests or tests in general, where they ask you questions about yourself, because a lot of times I would know what they wanted me to answer. You always have a clue, you know, you always are like, all right, out of the three options that I could pick, A, B, C, I know A is the perfect choice because that's what everyone is probably going to pick, because that's what people want us to pick. If society was kind of setting up the test, A out of A, B, C, they're like, A is the perfect answer. That's what I want people to pick. That's what is the perfect thing if I want people to fit into society. And so I would know which answer to pick in order to fit into society perfectly. And so I would think to myself, how is this an accurate test when I can so easily trick it, right? You're tricking basically the test. Now, perhaps they have things in place where they avoid that tricking and they're actually able to, even if you don't give the right answer, even if you're kind of playing along with the system, perhaps they have a way of figuring that out. But in the MBTI test, a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, you're talking about who you are majority of the time, right? Like you're not an introvert majority of the time, then you're not extrovert. But if you're an introvert a majority of the time, not all the time, of course you have moments where you are an extrovert, but if you're an introvert majority of the time, then you're an introvert. And if you're an extrovert majority of the time, then you're an extrovert. But it doesn't mean that you spend all of your time by yourself, right? So like things like that, they're very subtle. It's a lot of subtlety involved in these tests. And a lot of times people get confused by it as well because of this exact reason, because it's a very subtle test. And so when I first did the test, you know, years ago, I was sitting there thinking to myself, I don't know. Should I answer the way that I think I am? Or should I answer the way I think other people see me as? Or should I answer the way I want to be seen as? Or should I answer the way that society wants me to be seen as? There's so many different ways to kind of portray myself, especially as an INFJ, you know that we play chameleon roles. And so how do I want society to see me, and how do I want this test result to come out as? Eventually, you know, as I got to know myself better, I realized, all right, one of those answers is who I am. The rest are just nonsense. They're bogus. There are things that I play along with. There are roles that I take on. There are masks that I put on. There are things that I know society wants me to take on as roles. And so only one of them is accurate, and I would be able to answer it correctly. But it took a lot of analysis, self-analysis, journaling, reflection, looking upon myself and trying to figure out who I am truly, in order to get to the conclusion, this is who I am, right? And then answer the questions properly and then realize, okay, I'm an INFJ. Now, in the past, I'm sure, before, you know, when I was younger, if I did the test, I'm sure I'd come up as an INFJ one day, or as an ENFJ another day, or as an ESTP. You know, I'm sure I would come up as different people because I would be able to change my answer depending on the day. But I know now when I do the test, and I kind of do it every few years just to kind of check up on things, every two years or something, every single time I come up as an INFJ. Now, it might be because I know what to answer the questions as, or perhaps I know myself, that might be the reason as well. Or the test is just so easy for me because I've done it so many times, I know how the question should be answered. I don't know exactly what it's about, although I do know that whenever I read any description of an INFJ, I do resonate with it very strongly, right? And so I don't want to do this video to put more doubts into the minds of INFJs already. Like, a lot of you guys are probably listening to this thinking, oh my god, I thought I was an INFJ. If 70% of us are wrong, then 70% of us are not INFJs who are watching this video. The reality of it, as I've always said to you guys, is that the MBTI types really doesn't matter. Those four letters are not as important as what resonates with you. So if you're sitting here and you're watching all of my videos on INFJs and you're like, yeah, that one, that's exactly me. And yeah, that one as well, that's exactly me. How does she know that? That is what matters more. It doesn't matter if your test results come up as ESFJ or whatever it might be. It is whether you're resonating with the videos that I do or not. But some of us have this tendency to resonate with whatever is on the screen. So you might be watching videos about ENFPs and resonate with that. And then you might watch videos about ESTPs and resonate with that. So really, at that point, you have to ask yourself, who am I truly? And then start asking that question to yourself on a regular basis. Who am I truly? What am I truly about? Do I like this or that? Do I like that or this? You know? It kind of reminds me, I think I've shared this scene from a movie before. It's The Runaway Bride. Julia Roberts is one of my favorite actresses, and she does such a good job in that one. But there's this one scene that comes up to me, and, you know, Richard Gere says to her, you know, you don't even know what kind of eggs you like. You don't know how you like your eggs. If you're with this person, you like them scrambled because he takes them scrambled. And if you're with that person, you like them runny because that person likes them runny. So you don't even know who you truly are because you don't know how you particularly like your eggs. And he was kind of scolding her about that. I thought it was really, really poignant to this video because, of course, do you know how you like your eggs? Do you change the way you like your eggs because your boyfriend likes them poached and you're like, all right, cool, I'll take them poached. Even though you're like, well, it's okay, it's not that great. And if you're with your girlfriend and she's getting only egg whites only because she's on a diet, you're going to get egg whites only because you're with her and you just want to get along. And so really, that's the basic essence of it, you know, figuring out what do you actually like? Who are you all about? What do you like to do? Do you want to go for a walk with a dog, with your dog, or do you want to sit at home and watch a movie? Who are you exactly? Not you going along with society, not you going along with the paradigms of your family or the paradigms laid down by the government or whatever it might be, right? It's you. Who are you? What are you all about? You know, what are you going to do if something comes up in a situation? What is your strategy, or what is your compunction? What drives you? What is your motivation? What are you all about, right? And as you start figuring that out about yourself more and more as time goes on, the easier it'll become for you to do these tests, and the easier it'll be for you to figure out exactly what your type is. Nowadays, in the past, I might have had some doubt, but nowadays, I never have a doubt that I'm an INFJ, even though hundreds of people message me saying, you're not an INFJ, you're a phony, you're fake. And I think to myself, well, perhaps from your perspective, I am, but I know who I am, and I know who I am in this moment in time. In this moment in time, it might change, but in this moment in time, I know who I am. And so that's what I want for you guys as well. First of all, stop doubting yourself. If you resonate with the stuff, just resonate with it and go along with it. Stop worrying about those four letters. It doesn't really matter that much. Stop worrying about everything, really, as much as possible. And then just focus on figuring out who you really are. Yeah, just ask yourself that question over and over again. Do I like this or do I like that? You know, just ask yourself truly, truly, from your heart, what do you like to do? Right? Do you actually like apple juice, or do you just drink apple juice because it's in the house, right? Random little things like that. I know it doesn't really matter in the big scheme of things, but I think it does, because little by little, the more you learn about yourself, the more you're going to learn about yourself, right? It's like a self-perpetuating cycle. The more you know about yourself, the more you're going to want to know about yourself as well. The more questions you're going to ask yourself, the more you're going to be like, I'm really fascinating. I really am fascinated by myself. I want to know more about myself. And I think as Aristotle said, or Plato, I don't remember who, know thyself is actually one of those tenets that really should rule every human being on this planet. If you don't know yourself, you're more likely to be, you know, moved around by the forces of the universe and controlled by other people, because, well, they can just control you easily. If you don't care, they can pull you in any direction that they want to pull you into. Obviously, that's kind of going into conspiracy theory mode, but it's really, really important to know yourself. It is absolutely one of those things that's paramount in living on this planet right now. If you have a question about this, you can message me. I'm not an expert on MBTI types, of course, but I can answer your question in a video format if you're interested in asking me one. You can comment below. And of course, if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.